Welcome back to Sports Byline, coast to coast, border to border, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Very happy now to be speaking with Grant Hill, seven-time NBA All-Star. And Grant is here to talk about something very important to him, which is being a national ambassador for the All-State NABC Good Works Team. It's a national award which honors 10 men's college hoop players for their work off the court in the community. But we'll get to that in just a second. Grant, I know this summer you announced your retirement, and you probably figured, hey, I'm 40 years old. I've done a lot. I played for a lot of different teams, accomplished a lot in my career. But when that moment comes, it's probably going to be a little bit of an emotional time, wasn't it?
You know, it wasn't really emotional. I mean, I was, like, I knew it was it. Like, I went into last year with the idea it would be it. And when I got to the end of the season, it confirmed my initial feelings. I gave myself about 4 or 6 weeks to just, you know, get away from it and decide if I wanted to retire. And, you know, when I made my decision, I had peace of mind. I wasn't surprisingly emotional. I was excited. And, like, I played 19 years. I played a long time. And so, I certainly there's things about it I miss. But I've been very, very busy since retiring and have kept myself around the game in a lot of ways, but also done a lot of different things. And so I like it. I mean, I like retirement, and I'm proud of what I was able to accomplish, but I'm ready to move on and face the next chapter of my life.
You know, I was thinking about the baseball player Brent Boone, who a few years ago, he wondered maybe if he could get one more year. So he went to spring training with the Twins, and he couldn't hit anymore. And he thought to himself, well, okay, now I know for sure. The game is, you know, I can't do it anymore. But for you, when you look at 15-man rosters, you know you're better than a lot of those guys, and you know you could make another roster. But for you, do you want to play the game at the top of your abilities, or was it just that, you know, as you said, I played long enough and it's time for something else?
Well, I mean, I missed some years, and I struggled with some injuries, the midpoint of my career. And I think as a result of that, I still had, you know, I was able to maybe steal some years on the back end, if you will. I mentally, because I missed, you know, a good portion of 4 or 5 years, I still had it in me, still had the desire to go out there and make the sacrifices and play and do all the things necessary to compete. Certainly I wasn't the same player, and as I got older, you lose a step, and you're not, you know, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. You know, I mean, you're not the playing at the same level you did 10, 12 years ago. But, you know, hey, look, I had another year on my contract. The team that I was with, the L.A. Clippers, a team that's a playoff team, a team that maybe has a chance to contend, they still wanted me to come back and play. They saw the value that I brought, you know, on and off the court. And so, you know, it was good to kind of go out on my own, considering my injuries in the past. I just didn't want to do it anymore, you know, and I could still play, but I couldn't play up to the level that I had grown accustomed to. That wasn't the main reason. I just didn't want to do it, you know. And maybe being old and not being able to jump as high and not being as fast played a role in that. But you know, I knew it was time. And you know, I got all the confirmation from last year that I needed. I enjoyed last year. I appreciated it. But, you know, look, Father Time is undefeated, and sports is a young man's game. And I felt like, you know, I left Orlando in 2007 to go to Phoenix for 2 years and to retire in 2009. And I played another 4 years on top of that. So I prolonged my adolescence long enough.
Rick Tittle with Grant Hill, and when you think about it, as you can kind of settle down and look at the landscape of your career, and you think about the great, fantastic career at Duke, and you're number 33 retired there, and all the accolades you won in the NBA, where does that gold medal in Atlanta, when you're wearing that, I mean, you can wear a jersey that says Phoenix or Duke, but when you put on one that says USA and you got the crowd chanting for you, what was that gold medal like?
Oh, it was great. I mean, you know, it's you're representing your country. It's bigger. It's bigger than, you know, Duke or Detroit or Phoenix. I mean, it's it was special, you know, and something, I don't know, patriotic, something, you know, just it was a great feeling representing your country, you know, and to obviously win, to win a gold medal. And I don't know, just something that's separate, that's it's a feel-good. It's a feel-good sort of experience, and that gold medal to me embodies all of that when I see it, and certainly the memories I have from that Olympic experience. But that was one of the highlights. You know, I mean, I'm an Olympian. I'm a gold medalist. Like, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember watching the 84 Olympics, you know, and being a fan and watching all the great athletes compete, the LA Olympic Games, and you know, and then to, you know, really 12 years later, you know, be on that stage myself and be on that stand and win that gold medal. I mean, I've been very fortunate, very fortunate.
You know, I'm a little bit older than you, and I remember as a kid watching your dad with the Cowboys, of course, Calvin Hill, great running back. And it's interesting. I'd like to know how you got into hoop. I don't know if it was your, you know, being 6'8", but I sat in here one time with J.T. Snow, the baseball player, and his dad, Jack Snow, was a wide receiver with the Rams, and he said growing up, all he wanted to do was be a wide receiver like his dad. When you were a kid, did you think, oh, I want to play for the Cowboys, I want to play football, or did you just sort of grow into a basketball body? How was it for you that was your sport?
Oh, yeah. No, growing up, I wanted to play basketball. Hmm. I mean, football. Mm-hmm. Football. And, I mean, I was around football. I was on the sideline. I mean, my dad retired when I was 10, 11 years old. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I was old enough to watch him, to be a fan. I was diehard football. I mean, I never – but the problem was I wasn't allowed to play. So I never played football organized. Mm-hmm. You know, he didn't play till he was in high school. He felt – that as a game that was so physical that you needed to be a little bit more developed before you start playing. You know, he didn't want some little league football coach thinking he was Vince Lombardi, you know, when I'm 9 years old. And so the plan was always for me to play in high school. And but by the time I got to high school, I had, you know, played a number of years of basketball. I had gotten really good and fell in love with the game. And so I think my dad was a little saddened that I didn't, you know, play football or try to play football. I know my football coach, even though I was tall and thin, you know, I remember the varsity football coach was the PE teacher, and we used to play flag football. And I had and hopefully still have a pretty good arm. And so he used to always, man, I'd love to get you out there on that football field. And, you know, I was like, nah, I'm going to be inside in an air-conditioning gym. playing basketball. But, yeah, I mean, you know, first 14 years of my life, it was all football. And, I mean, every Sunday I watched, I'd go outside in the streets. I'd go to the, you know, Redskin Park. I knew all the guys there, the trainers. I used to throw with Joe Theismann. I mean, it was pretty cool as a kid being around that. And but I never got a chance to play. And I tell you what, with all the injuries I've had, maybe it's a good thing I didn't.
Speaking with former NBA All-Star Grant Hill, a couple more questions for Grant, and then we'll get to the All-State NABC Good Works team. You've won awards for your defensive play, and it's too simplistic for me to say anybody can hoop it up, but the offensive game comes more naturally. It's more fun than shutting the other guy down, but you took pride in shutting the other guy down.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. I think it's one of those things that through my career, you know, I kind of maybe early on in my pro career didn't get a lot of attention and credit for my defense, and maybe didn't play it with the same intensity because I had to do so much on the offensive end. But look, I went to Duke. You learn how to play defense at Duke or you don't play. And that's what, you know, it's all about there. And I was actually defensive player of the year, 1 year in college. So, I mean, so it's in my DNA. And, you know, and as I got older and had injuries and came back and wasn't quite the same and changed teams and was kind of asked to maybe not do as much on the offensive end, you know, I took pride in playing defense and realized that if I'm going to play, then this is how I'm going to play. And it's a little unusual to become sort of a defensive stopper, you know, at 35, you know, but I took pride in, you know, being 39 years old and having to guard Carmelo, or having to guard Durant or Kobe. And, you know, you had some games where you did a great job and you kind of shut those guys down, and you had games where you didn't, you know. But I enjoyed that challenge. And, you know, I mean, there's so many parts of the game of basketball, and there's so many ways you can contribute. And the beauty is, you know, everyone sees the great players, the Kobe's and the Durant's and the scoring and the offense. But there are guys who go through their careers and maybe don't have that natural talent, but still are able to play and have wonderful careers and wonderful experiences. And so it was kind of fun. I mean, I kind of went from being a kind of a star who had the ball in his hands and could do pretty much whatever he wanted to a guy who was going to take, you know, 8 to 12 shots a game and be like the third, fourth option, but have the responsibility of shutting down an opposing team. And so I've kind of experienced it all throughout the course of my career, and I enjoyed every minute of it.
Anyway, you know what? If we're running out of time, let's go right to the All-State NABC okay. Good Works team and your work with that. As I mentioned, honoring 10 men's college hoop players for what they do off the court, Grant.
Yeah, no, thank you for allowing me to talk about it. Yeah, I am extremely excited, extremely proud to be joining as a partner with Allstate and the National Association of Basketball Coaches to be an ambassador, the national ambassador of this Allstate NABC Good Works team. It's the second year of this team, and really just being able to honor a group of college basketball players who, for all they do in the community, their charitable activities, and really setting an example and being leaders in their communities. And so, as we all know, we hear far too much about players and what they do off the court and their poor decisions and the negativity there. But this is about, you know, bringing that spotlight, bringing that focus to student-athletes who are really about improving their communities and enriching the lives of others. And so I'm excited to be a part of it. Yesterday, we had over 100 college basketball players announced as nominees for the All-State NABC Good Works team. And eventually, as you said, we'll select 10 who will be honored, will be announced in February. And, you know, I'm just excited. I mean, I'm a panelist. I've gone through a lot of these players and the things that they're doing, and I've been impressed. And it's been hard to narrow the field, and it will be hard. But they're all deserving. Certainly the 10 will be recognized and honored. And it's a great thing, you know, to whom much is given, much is required. And the platform, the celebrity, if you will, that comes with being a college student athlete and the responsibility is amazing. And these ball players are setting that example. And so I'm proud to be linked with it. I'm proud to be a part of it. And it's a lot of fun. It's a great honor.
Well, I think it's great because you hear about pros that do a lot in their community because they can do that with some of the time and the money they have. But for a student athlete to do that, that really is something. So it's very cool. All-State NABC Good Works team. And speaking with Grant Hill. Grant, great career. Sounds like you're enjoying your retirement so far. So best of luck to you, and look forward to catching up with you again down the road.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, and I look forward to talking with you again in the future.